you have any Fred Rogers stories for yourself? It was fun to watch the DVD and listen to the different artists that you chose tell their different Mr. Yeah. Rogers stories. In fact, I have one myself.
You do?
I do. When I was in junior high, I was at an airport in Albuquerque, New Mexico, and we were in baggage claim, and he was picking up his bag. And it was one of those times in your life where you're in junior high, so you're a little too cool for Mr. Rogers, uh-huh. and not smart enough as an adult to realize this is such a great person. So
right.
it was kind of like, I remember it was kind of like seeing, you know, someone really special, but you didn't want to let on too much and lose your cool. And so I remember I kind of half said something like, "Hot." And he just smiled at me and waved and grabbed his bag and walked on. So mm-hmm. I thought it was great. So I bet you've heard a lot of different stories along the way.
I have. And the more stories I hear about him, the sadder I am that I never got a chance to meet him personally. Although through working on this, I kind of feel that I do. And now I've met his wife and actually had a conversation with his son, who has also become a fan of the album. And to me, that's just so gratifying. What I've learned through the process is that he was exactly the way you see him. He was a soft-spoken, extremely caring man, sensitive and so tuned in to the needs of children. He walked the walk. He was exactly as you see him. I wish that I could have met him, but I'm glad in this way. I kind of feel that he's kind of smiling and looking down and saying, "I like what you did with this." Because actually, he was interviewed on The Tonight Show a long time ago by, of all people, Joan Rivers.
Mm-hmm.
Who was, you know, just melted like butter with Mr. Rogers there. And she asked him, "Has anyone else ever recorded your music?" And he said to her, "No, but they're welcome to do so." And to me, I took that as my cue. This is his blessing from beyond, saying it's okay to do what we did. Of course, when his widow, Mrs. Rogers, Joanne Rogers, said how much she liked it and said that he would have been just thrilled by it, you know, then that's all there is to know. I regret that I didn't really appreciate him fully until I started working on this project. I knew about his music. I was a little past the Mr. Rogers age growing up myself, and I knew about the Saturday Night Live parody and things like that. But I really got a chance to see what he was all about and finally get what he was trying to do for children. Because, I mean, there was no one more dedicated to the cause of children's education and children's feelings than Mr. Rogers. Unfortunately, we don't have enough of that, and we have such a fast-moving society, and, you know, and he was, the way he got started with his show is he was vehemently opposed to the fast-paced, violent cartoons that were on. He just felt there was nothing of substance for kids that were really teaching kids values and a good way to live and to how to be respectful of others, and not only that, to appreciate who they were and how special each child is. And that's what really catapulted him into doing his show. And now, finally, as an adult, I understand what Mr. Rogers is all about.